Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For the first time in 20 years, the works of Pablo Picasso are returning to our shores for a new exhibition. It's called Picasso from the Studio, and it features the work of the artist. It opens in the National Gallery today, and its director, Dr. Caroline Campbell, is with me to tell me more. Good morning and welcome.
Hello, I'm thrilled to be with you here, Pat.
Now, you've given me a copy of the
catalogue.
I didn't know what to expect, but I'm hugely...
I hope you're impressed.
I'm hugely impressed at the quality of the catalogue, but also the quality of what you've managed to secure for this exhibition.
This is an extraordinary collaboration with the Musée Picasso Paris, who hold all the 45,000 objects that were left in Picasso's studio when he died at the age of 91 in 1973.
Now, securing these objects, I presume a great negotiation happens.
Yes, but also great collaboration. The National Gallery holds one of the most outstanding collections of art in Europe, and we work with international peers and such as the Musée Picasso to work on great projects together.
So
and
sometimes you will offer works to them.
We work a lot with organisations abroad, and we lend extensively and we collaborate. This is an exhibition that's been in the planning for about 4 years. It started with conversations between one of our curators, Janet McLean, and Joanne Stretch, who's curator at the Musée Picasso in Paris. And we conceived this exhibition together to work on Picasso's studios, the spaces that were important to him. Because being in a studio, being allowed into an artist's studio, is an extraordinary privilege.
Now, he did move around quite a lot in his life, did he not?
He did. He was born in Spain. He lived most of his life in France. In Paris, in Normandy, and in the south of France. He was also in exile for most of his life as well.
Now, you mentioned that he left in his own studio 45,000 objects when he died. But in his lifetime, he's responsible for 150,000.
We think 150,000 works, which is absolutely staggering. Now, Picasso was able to do that because he was an extraordinarily talented individual. He was also tenacious and very determined, and he never stopped working. He used to work through the night. That was the time when he was most creative. And he worked in many media. He worked in painting, in sculpture, painting, paper, you know, everything. He picked up, apparently, pieces of metal sometimes in the fields. He was so tenacious, and he would make things out of them.
Now, in his earlier life, I've seen some of his very early work, and he was quite an expressionist rather than an impressionist.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Was it a kind of a light bulb moment when he changed, or did he mix all the way through his life?
I think Picasso is constantly changing and evolving. You can see that in our exhibition, from these tiny objects he made in Paris as a young man when he didn't have a studio space that was really reliable, and he made things out of anything, bits of canvas, and then at the end these huge paintings of themes that were important to him, of the body, of people, of musicians. He was very continually being energized really by what he saw, and it's extraordinary. He took on new forms. He started being a ceramicist after the Second World War because he met someone who inspired him, and he got a whole generation to work in that way.
It's extraordinary that for much of his life he was already very famous. Often the tragedy of the artist is that they become famous after they die, and their works accumulate great value after death. he was hugely successful in life.
Picasso was very successful in his lifetime. And actually, at some times, that success became difficult for him just to manage in terms of his creativity. In the last 10 years of his life, he moved somewhere different so he could be more secluded and where he could work away from the celebrity and the paparazzi that he possibly had really welcomed in earlier points in his career.
Now, he had a complicated personal life as well.
He had a very complicated life. He was a complicated, driven individual. He had difficult relationships with many people, the woman in his life, but also his friends. What I think is very interesting is that he had very close relationships with his children. He had four children with different partners. And one of my favourite pictures in the exhibition is a painting of two of his children with their mother. The picture is very poignant because by the moment Picasso painted it, the mother, Françoise Gillot, had left Picasso, taking the children with her back to Paris. And yet it's a very tender picture. And his children, his heirs, are responsible for his collection coming to the French state.
And of course, people might be familiar with the fragrance of Paloma.
Indeed. And her jewellery as well, too. Extraordinary creative family he produced.
Are there particular paintings that you would point up as being significant that people might even recognise that we have now in this exhibition?
Every picture people will find wonderful and are important, but I'd bring out two. One is one of our great Picassos in the National Collection here in Ireland, Still Life in a Mandolin, painted in 1924. Many listeners will have gone and seen it, will have drawn in front of it, will have taken their children. It looks wonderful with other paintings of that moment by Picasso. And this was painted in a garage in 1924 in the south of France. We have photos of it, you know, into the wall. Here you see it in Pride of Place.
Now, do people have to book to go to this exhibition?
We encourage people to book to come and see the exhibition. You can book online. You can also book just at the gallery by turning up. But we do encourage advance booking.
And the charge?
So the charges vary. We have some slots which are free. Every Wednesday from 9:15 to 11:30, entrance is free. We have tickets ranging between €5 and €16 with discounts for the over 65s, for job seekers, and for students.
So it's absolutely affordable.
It is. And if you become a friend or a patron of the gallery, you can go for free as many times as you want. And children are free.
One of the extraordinary things, 150,000 works in his lifetime. And yet any Picasso of any kind is worth a hell of a lot of money. And I'm just wondering, with so prolific an artist, how do the values hold up?
Well, values are not so important once things go into a museum collection,
sure,
because they have incredible
never
cultural value for them sold. These are works of inestimable cultural value. They are amazing to have. We're so lucky to have them in the National Collection in Ireland and to do a collaboration like this that enables us to bring 60 Picassos from across his career for audiences in this island to see and enjoy until the 22nd of February.
Well, the catalogue promises a really fascinating exhibition, and I'm looking forward to going to see it. Dr. Caroline Campbell, Director of the National Gallery of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. The exhibition opens today.
It opens today. Thank you.
Caroline.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.